Realm Slayer, Blood of the Old World by David Gaimer. Part 4, The Last Gate. Performed by Brian Blessed, Penelope Rawlins, Richard Reed, Joe Sheary, Andrew Fettis, and Jonathan Keeble.
Sigma, hear me. All my mortal life, I dreamed of being a hero in your armies. I wish only to serve you now. God King, please, if I have failed you in some way, then I beg you, tell me. Show me how I might make amends. What is this voice that speaks to me when you do not? What tongue of the mortal realms does it speak? Answer me, Sigma!
Would you address Lord Castellant and Cyrus Oathforge thus, Prosecutor Jordaeus?
Lord Relictor Secrus, forgive me. I did not mean to.
Lord Relictor?
What is it, Jordaeus? Do I disturb you? Is my visage so terrible to behold? Are the doubts you harbor so grave that you fear the view a Lord Relictor of the Oathforged will have of them?
It is not that, Lord Relictor. I am an Angelos of Sigmar's Stormhost. By his blessing, I have a keen sense for that which is false and impure, and there is something about this.
Remain a moment.
Your touch, it is...
Sigma has it in his power to forgive your doubts. But you and I, Jordaeus, we are merely his servants. What would Sigma suggest as a penance were he here, I wonder? Of course, you will recite, I shall not forsake the everlasting oath a trillion, trillion times.
Lord Relictor!
You can remain in this cell until you are finished. If you hurry, then you might yet venture outside in time to see Dracothian's last fires go out. Would that be nice?
You are not Secrus.
And by what right does Jordaeus Lionheart, Oathforged, presume on the wisdom of Sigma Heldenhammer, God King of Azir? Foremost of the gods? Back on your knees!
The God King has granted me the power to stand against foes who would before have slain me in a heartbeat. He has given me wings that I might carry that power wherever his defiance is needed.
You have no destiny that is not now bound eternally to my infernal master, Jordaeus. I mean, our master. Of course.
I serve Sigma.
You are young, Jordaeus, and stupid, oh yes. So very stupid. Fear is natural, but you have been chosen, remember that. Hold it to that place where the living heart once beat. You have been chosen to glimmer in this cell for my amusement until you fade to nothing. So, rejoice!
Where are my weapons?
Pray for them.
There is a voice that speaks to me when I pray. It speaks in no human tongue I know of. I see a Dwardin, a fire slayer, I think. His hair is red and struck with gold. His axe burns. He calls to me from beyond the cosmic storm. His name is... Gotrek!
Forsworn your oath, forsaken your brothers, and now a party to murder most unholy!
There can be no absolution for you, Jordaeus Lionheart. Oathbreaker.
It's two of those nasty blue ones, even if they have gussied themselves up in Sigmarite.
Sigmar sentences you to eternal damnation, Oathbreaker.
Zekras, by Sigmar, this is the Celestine Tower of the Mortis Rock. I know the scent of these candles, the touch of these prayer idols, even the grain of this stone. I know it all, and yet it is not.
That's because it has been plucked from your own thoughts, Stormcast. There are places in existence that even the mind of those touched by the gods dare not go near. And this is one.
The realm of chaos.
Aye, the domains of Zinj. More specifically, the crystal labyrinth of the Changer of the Ways.
That would explain why even my gifts cannot pierce the falsehood completely. You seem to know something about this place, Gotrek.
A novel, is it not, for me to know of things that you don't? I know enough, I suppose. And we leave it at that.
You have been here before?
Not here, Stormcast. There is no here in the realm of chaos. There is no part of it solid or permanent enough for that. It is like that old saying about stepping into the same river more than once.
How did we get, for want of a better way of putting it, here? The last thing I remember was stepping through the Gaunt Summoner's Realm Gate. It was supposed to take us to the world that was Gate, not here.
Demon trickery, I suppose, to split us up and spin us around. But the Gate is here. I can smell it.
What about Malaneth?
What about her?
I was holding her hand when we stepped through the Realm Gate. She does not have your experience, or my Sigma-given sight. She is here with us, in this maze of lies. And I dread to think what this place will have conjured from her imagination.
Out of my way, deceiver!
Where is the Order of Azir now, traitor? Where are your shining protectors?
You are no more a witch elf of Kaelbronn than this is the Darkling Quarter of Azir. I am a Shadow Blade of Cain. Do you think me blind, demon?
Where is the rune you promised your fickle new masters?
Perhaps they fear you have betrayed them.
Returned with the fire slayer weapon to the temple.
It is what I would have ensured the Master of the Order believed, were I the Blessed High.
But she is not wrong. I have bided my time too long already, and it has brought me here to the very end of reality. I need to find the Fire Slayer!
You will search without end and never cross his path.
Stop running! Give Cain your heart now!
Hardly. I have placed a death mark over the Doomseeker's soul. I could follow him to the bottom of the Well of Eternity and find my way back out again!
King Arth Idala, Kelfry Ami, Cain of Vengeance.
That way! Still gaining! Even a Covenite sister has no right to be so fast!
It is death night. Do you not recognize it?
The one night in the celestial year when the dark moon waxes full, when the streets of the Darkling Quarters run red and the cauldrons of blood run full.
Why does the God King tolerate it?
Is his desire for the Oracle of Cain so great?
Not the shining god that the supine of the mortal realms cling to in their millions. He is unkind and unfaithful, doting on young flesh and beating hearts.
You are young, Meredith. So wonderfully, deliciously young.
I serve Sigmar's order because I must, but I still live at the pleasure of Cain, for his glory and the glory of Marathi.
Then why do you run?
Why do you not rejoice that when your throat is opened, it will be for her?
Who said I was running?
Doomseeker, above you!
Damn it, Elfling! You almost stuck that knife of yours right in my neck!
She is not at fault, Gotrek. It is this place. It's us, Malineth. We have been searching for you.
One of us has.
Whatever you're seeing here, it is nothing but an illusion.
Don't bother trying to explain it, Stormcast. It is as you said it would be. An elf wouldn't know truth for lie if you stuck a bloody beard on it.
Beware, Gotrek! On the rooftops!
More miserable horrors. Kill yours already, Stormcast, and let's be out of this bloody fantasy.
It is I, Darkling. Jordaeus.
Yes. I think I remember you.
We stepped through the portal from the Silver Tower. The magic of Tzeentch must have separated us. It is playing tricks with your mind, taunting you with your deepest fears.
You almost stabbed me in the back of the neck!
Gotrek? Oh, forgive me. Your likeness becomes clear to me now. In your place, I saw a hideous cyclopean demon of fire and foul temper.
You've a fearful imagination there, Elfling.
Ignore it. Have faith in Sigma.
Oh, I will try.
Come on then, the both of you. We've a realm gate to find, and the vastness of the crystal labyrinth in which to search.
Don't forget your knife, Darkling.
Don't worry. I will.